That is pending right now. We call it the separation of powers lawsuit. There are members of the legislature in the state senate and the assembly who are essentially violating the constitution of Nevada at will, and they're not even apologetic about it. They violate the constitution when they hold a job in the public sector and the private sector. When they are essentially working for a school district or working for a prosecutor's office, things like that. You can't do that. It violates the constitution of the state of Nevada. And now it looks like they're going to end up doing oral arguments on November 3rd. Well, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Democratic senators signaled they were receptive to an offer from GOP Senate leader Mitch McConnell that would allow an emergency extension of the debt limit into December. Senator Bernie Sanders.
I did not believe that they would be that irresponsible to allow our economy and the world's economy to go into depression because the wealthiest nation on earth is not paying the debt incurred under the Trump administration.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats are scrambling over the debt limit and it's their own fault.
They wanted to turn their failure into everybody else's crisis, playing risky games with our economy, using manufactured drama to bully their own members, indulging petty politics instead of governing.
An 18-year-old student has been taken into custody hours after opening fire during a fight at his Dallas area high school. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Arlington Police Department says Timothy George Simpkins was taken into custody without incident and charged with multiple counts of aggravated assault with a gun. Kevin Colby is the Arlington Assistant Police Chief.
There was a fight between a student and another individual in a class.
Audio courtesy WFAA. Colby said four people were injured, two of them with gunshot wounds, and three of them were taken to the hospital. About 1,900 students were evacuated from Timberview High School and taken by bus to a local performing arts center to be reunified with their parents. I'm Jennifer King.
A barge company responsible for a Mississippi River oil spill that damaged Louisiana shoreline habitat in 2008 has agreed to pay $2.1 million in damages and buy a preserve, a wildlife area just miles from downtown New Orleans. News outlets report the Justice Department on Monday announced the settlement. On Wall Street, the Dow by 102 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now, people are home with their pet more often, and I think especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue.
Olive got some skin issues. He gets really going and scratching.
Excessive shedding, a lot of just scratching and itching.
Digging, scratching and itching and biting. On top of that, he was starting to get black buildup in his ears.
DINOVITE.com.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
We started Dynavite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference, especially with the shedding.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
We've got 4 dogs, all different ages, all different sizes, and they've all just responded really well to the Dynavite, and they all love it.
We will be using Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
We order our Dynavite from Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Alex and Orlando de Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built de Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. A $10 million plan being proposed by Clark County officials would fund at least one clinic which would treat COVID-19 patients, diverting them from local hospitals. Commission Chairwoman Marilyn Kirkpatrick called the use of the Federal American Rescue Plan dollars a good start and a big cost savings for the estimated $40,000 a day it takes to treat COVID-19 patients at the county-run UMC. The plan calls for the treatment centers to be set up similar to kidney dialysis clinics where COVID-19 patients could get outpatient treatment. Martha Stewart has plans to open her first restaurant, and where else would you open a restaurant than the Las Vegas Strip? The Las Vegas Review-Journal is reporting that a demolition permit for a space at Paris, Las Vegas, has been filed and says the space is being cleared for the Martha Stewart restaurant. Spokespeople for Stewart and Caesars Entertainment have yet to comment on that, but other local industry officials applauded the news. An orange cone alert. Part of Eastern Avenue is now closed in both directions. Eastern at the 515 is closed until October 13th.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
I know some people call it US 95 as well, but in the 515, we always refer to it there towards the Henderson area. 515 westbound at Eastern, major delays there because of that same construction. Also, 515 eastbound at Main Street, you're bumper to bumper through there as well.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one, time is running out! Number two, time is running out! Number three,
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us. Hour number two, live and local, joining us, and I'm always happy to have him on because I always learn something when he comes on. John Zarpolis, he is the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this special NPRI report brought to you by our friends at Nevada Trucking Association. John, how you been, my friend?
Very, very good, Kevin. I'm very excited. Some things are breaking for us. Well, let me just cut right to the chase. We filed a separation of powers lawsuit back in the district court in July of 2020. And as of last night, we have a hearing for oral arguments before the Nevada Supreme Court on November 3rd. So we're very excited to bring this to the Supreme Court and finally get a ruling. And I'm happy to explain what all this is about.
I was just going to suggest to put it into plain English so folks can understand this. Explain what it is you're doing. Give us the backstory on this. And again, this has been a while.
Right. Yeah, it's more than a year and a half. And so let's start with the backstory, and then a more current story, and then where we're at today and a month from now. So. For many, many years, our legislators, some of them have been ignoring the Constitution, because the Constitution of the state of Nevada says you may only serve in one branch of government at a time. The executive branch, which would be the governor, or work in government, because the government agencies are part of the executive branch. And then the other two areas of the state are the judicial. And then thirdly, it's the legislative. So if you're elected to the legislature, you're in that branch. So we have state senators and assembly persons, nine of them exactly, who are elected to the state legislature that also work in state or local government. And that's a violation of the state constitution. And we filed once a while ago, and it was Mo Dennis that we filed against, but then he suddenly quit his state job and kept his legislative job, so that case went away, and then there was another round where we tried this, and things got thrown out, and so now we filed a whole new suit here back in July of 2020, and we made it through the district courts, and we've got all the way to the Nevada Supreme Court, and they want to hear oral arguments, which means that the case is going to be heard. Why is it going to be heard? Well, some things have happened that were interesting. There were two court cases, one by State Senator Melanie Scheibel, acting as Deputy District Attorney, and another by Nicole Cannizzaro, who is a state senator and also the leader of the Democrat Senate. She's the speaker, not the speaker. She is the
majority leader.
She's the
majority leader.
She runs the Senate.
Yep.
She's also a deputy district attorney. Two lawsuits were thrown out by the judges because the judges said you can't serve in two branches of government. So this whole trial is null and void, and this is done. Goodbye. So there are two people out there who were actually found guilty who are now found, you know, their case has been thrown out. So they're walking around, and that's not right because it's the two legislators who violated the separation of powers. So this has prompted this to move on a faster track. There's got to be some resolution of this problem. So we will be finding out, we hope, so shortly. So if people are interested, first of all, you can go to npri.org, our website, and just type in separation of powers in the search bar. It'll take you to our timeline, and you'll also find links there because you can watch the oral arguments on November 3rd at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the Nevada Supreme Court YouTube channel, but we've also got the link on our website. So this might be really interesting to folks. This is how it works. Here's a little simple case that really is going to have a big effect on your taxation, because these people are always voting for higher taxes because they want more money for their department budgets. So that's a short version of it, and I'm just darn excited to get this far.
Can I tell you, though,
it goes for years.
You know, every time you explain this, I get more and more angry about it, and because I have yet to see any of these nine coming out and you know, saying, hey, I'm sorry, didn't understand the law, didn't understand the Constitution. This thing is like, this is a slam dunk. This is like, it's so easy to understand. The language is crystal clear. You can't do it. And yet they do it. And they, no apologies, no nothing.
Right. You want me to get your blood boiling a little more?
Uh-oh.
That's who's paying for the defense of these legislators. You and me, the taxpayers.
Wow.
It's being paid for by the Legislative Council Bureau, which is the organization that works on policy and legislation and helps assist the legislature in its job. Well, they're paying their legal fees, and Nevada Policy is out there raising money from you and me and any other generous donor that will support us and help give to this cause. So you can go to mpri.org and just click the donate button. We would love to have some financial support. We're going to need it. This is coming to a head, and our legal bills are really going to start running out, because when they're answering things and doing oral arguments and stuff, the legal time starts to pile up.
Yeah, I imagine it does. Let me just ask you about the timeline. If we're going to get the oral arguments on November 3rd and all of us can watch it, when will we get a decision? Is this something that's 2 weeks down the road after the oral arguments, or something further down the road?
It's further, but not that far out. It's not like this is going to be another year now. We'll get something decided probably by the first quarter of the new year. So, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months, we should have some resolution to this. The system, what's exciting is the Supreme Court says, yes, we're going to, you know, hear this and deal with this. That's what's exciting. You know, we got in that door. You never know. We could have sat here for years just waiting for some kind of an answer and having gotten scheduled. So, but once it gets moving, they're not going to, you know, drag it out forever. It needs to happen. So that's
what is the legal relief that NPRI is seeking?
They're going to have to either step down from their legislative position or from their government job. One or the other. I mean, just make a simple choice. That's it. That's the and then maintain that. You know, moving forward, we cannot have candidates running who work in government. You've got to make a choice. You're going to do that, or you're going to be in the legislature, one or the other.
All of these nine have had to run for election and, in some cases, re-election.
Right.
Why has that never been a campaign issue that resonated enough to defeat these people and say, we're not going to let you violate the Constitution?
Well, the issue comes up from time to time, but it's hard to make a big deal out of it. Not if people understand it. It's just, you know, a simple matter of explaining it. And I don't know why it's not a bigger political issue, but it's not. But it is an issue because it's violating our Constitution. It's about accountability and responsibility. I mean, that's the problem with all of our government agencies, is lack of accountability and lack of anyone ever paying a price. So we've been arguing for years at the legislature that, you know, we have open record laws here in this state, and we're always asking for something. You know, what, send us an email on this topic. What are you guys thinking in the background? We're asking for records, government records, which the law says belong to the taxpayers and you should get them. But then there's always some bureaucrat that says, no, I'm not going to do that, or I'm going to drag my feet, I'm going to ignore it. And then we have to sue them. And then we win, and we get our legal fees back when we win those cases. But the problem is the person that actually stopped it from being released is never punished. They don't pay the legal fees. They don't pay a penalty. And we've been arguing for years we need some kind of penalty on the individual who made the decision not to release the records. The same thing here. There's not going to be a big penalty. They're going to have to make a choice, one or the other. But then moving forward, now that it's clearly defined, and it's never been clearly defined, that's what we're hoping comes off the resolution from the court case, that it's clearly defined, it clearly says you this, you can't do this, and then it's done.
Outside of this legal action, how do we demand more accountability from our legislators, not on stuff like separation of powers, but just how they vote. And the easy answer, at least to me, is the 2021 scorecard. It's out, and people have been going to the website to see it. Can you talk a little bit about the scorecard and how it can at least assist us as voters on who we return to office if we see people that just aren't getting the job done?
Right. So the Nevada Policy Legislative Scorecard, first of all, is flying off the shelf, so to speak. You can go to npri.org, type in scorecard, and you can download a PDF of it. But if you'd like a printed version, you can just send a note to info@npri.org, and we can mail it to you. This scorecard has, first of all, 40 pages of wonderful stories of things that happened during the legislative cycle. But then it gets into rankings of votes based on fiscal conservatism. Are they voting for balanced budgets, no new taxes, regulation that's going to cause costs to business, etc.? We actually use the American for Tax Reforms system to rank them. And that scorecard will tell you some wonderful stories about who's voting how. One of the things that really stood out to me is almost half the Democrats have the exact same ranking because they all voted exactly the same. Republicans' rankings are more spread out. They didn't vote in lockstep. The Democrats voted exactly the same because they're forced to by their union mentors. The union bosses dictate what they should be doing, and they live in fear of being taken out in the next primary by the union organizers. The Republicans don't have an enforcing side, an enforcing mechanism of any sort. So they're freer to kind of vote all over the place. And that, to me, was one of the really interesting things of looking at the data and looking at the votes.
More with John Tsarpalas, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, and, of course, this NPRI report brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborne Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
Got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Always good to have John Zarpalis on, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, and of course this NPRI special report brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. I've got to ask you, because you know we talk about accountability, and when we're going to have the ultimate accountability is the midterm elections. What is your sense of the electorate across the state? I know you get a chance to travel all over the state promoting NPRI. I'm curious, you know, the mood of the public, the voting public. Mm-hmm. I sense there is an anger out there that we may end up seeing in the midterms.
Yes, there's a real anger out there, and mostly the number one issue out there is schools. Parents are hopping mad. They're mad about schools not being open. They're mad about masking their little ones. They're mad about vaccination, mandatory vaccination. They're mad about critical race theory in the schools. They're mad about, you name it, when it comes to the schools and the school boards. And I think the anger is bigger in Reno than it is in Vegas, but they're mad down here too. Parents are getting organized. Parents are putting together groups. They're going to be taking on these school boards. It's interesting. I've been paying more attention to the Washoe School Board lately and some of the tricks that have been going on there about how they curtail any kind of comments at the meetings and et cetera, et cetera. So that's a huge issue. I think it's going to be a very large turnout election. We've got some big things hanging in the background out there. That's redistricting. That's supposed to come up for special session somewhere in November, but we've had no official announcements. And we do not have a clue as to what that's going to look like. There's, no one seems to be leaking on what's being thought of by those in charge. And, of course, the Democrats are in charge of the redistricting because they control all the branches of the legislature and the executive branch. So,
and by the way, just so you know, we were visiting with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, earlier in the show, and he said he's been hearing rumors that Governor Sisolak may be able to, or thinks he can, do the redistricting without a meeting of the legislature. I've never heard of that.
I haven't said anything. Okay. That's interesting. Chuck's always a fountain of inside information.
My question is, and I always try and get our guests to explain in plain English what this redistricting, the importance of it, and why it is so vitally important to who's going to be running where.
Well, all right, I'm from Illinois. They've been cheating forever.
It's called gerrymandering.
Gerrymandering forever. Yeah. Gerrymandering means drawing districts to better your political position. So right now, the Senate, well, the Democrats have a majority in the Senate and a majority in the Assembly. With creative drawing of the state Senate and state Assembly district maps, they can work it that on paper there are majorities in more districts. Now, in the North, it's difficult. In the rural districts, because those are more heavily Republican.